she'd be the maid of honor, I guess.
They do have a hierarchy within these, don't they?
Yes.
One seems to be top dog and the other. I don't know how that works out. Well, after the service, the wedding service, you can say the couple is officially
married.
Officially married.
I think returning to this maid of honor, I guess that's when they have two that they distinguish, then one is a bridesmaid and the closest one is maid of honor. We've had several weddings in the family. But I think when there were just one attendant or two attendants rather, why the bridesmaid, I should say.
Now if you have some bad politicians in office, you might say, I don't care for the whole
shebang.
Would you say that too, probably? Yeah. The whole shebang?
Whole shebang.
Would you ever refer to them as the whole kit and bilin or anything like that? Or the whole kit and caboodle? Or
kit and caboodle would sound.
Yeah, that.
The whole bunch? Or the whole crowd?
Bunch.
Crowd? Or would you say crowd, maybe? Or just bunch?
Whole works.
Whether you tend to dance as much or not, but were there different kinds of dances?
Square dance and the...
Did they have a different name for the ones that were held at home as opposed to the ones that were held at a public place? Or was it the same thing?
I don't know. We don't dance. Yeah. I really don't know. I didn't know about the square dance. And
okay. A boy goes to school, or starts out for school rather, but he doesn't seem to get there. He probably went fishing. You might say that in terms of school, he...
playing hooky.
Okay. Would you... That would be
playing
yours.
Hooky, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, were there parlor dances long ago, I believe. Mm-hmm. I had some parlor dance music once, I believe.
Okay. A child goes to school, presumably, to get...
educated.
Or an, get an...
get an education.
An education.
The boy who just started school was in the first...
first grade.
Is there an older form of that, which
primer?
Would you call it the primer grade? Or
they used to some years back.
When you started school, that was the primer. That was before the first grade.
Primer grade, before the first grade. Well, that was. So you went to primer grade and then first grade, or was that the same?
I think so, didn't it? We took his primer.
Maybe I'm getting confused. Maybe it's just that they were in the primer. They went to school, but they were in the primer now. Then later they'd be in the first reader.
Oh,
that's
so
probably
divided
I think
by
what
subject
it was.
Rather than
yes. So, but
no,
maybe kindergarten.
That.
Maybe you're thinking of kindergarten. Is that the word you're after now?
No, no. I was just first. I wondered if you ever would have called it first class. He was in the first class.
We say what class is he in? Well,
but
he's in the first grade.
First grade.
And that's probably all materialized in the first year of his school. And from taking that primer, probably the, what it would be 3 months or so before he would actually start into the first grade. Now I don't know whether would they go a whole term in the primer or not. I wouldn't know, but I know they use it as the first starting.
All right. If he's lucky, then. Has enough money, he probably after high school he gets to go to
college.
College.
And you go to the building you go to take a book out?
Library.
Library.
And the building you go to buy stamps?
Post office.
Post office.
And the place you go to buy a ticket on a train?
Depot.
Depot.
And the place you go to rent a room overnight?
Hotel.
And the place you go to see the show?